Shalom, shalom, fam. Welcome back to another episode of Above the Horizon, Move with Purpose. I feel like it's been a good minute. Might just have to take a break, and I'm coming on here because I have a thought that I wanted to express with you all. You know, the hustle mentality, the wanting to be noticed, capitalism, all those things that is so heavy in this society is truly crippling. Recently, in the last few YouTube videos that I put out, I always include my socials and like my access to my podcast and like telling people where to go find me on other platforms, right? And I found that, not my last video, maybe it was my last video or the one before, I put on my podcast, tune in to my weekly podcast below, and I clicked all the links, but I'm gonna have to go back and change that because that's a lie. I don't always put out a podcast episode every week, even though like there has been, like in the past I was putting them out like every week. I don't always do that, and I feel like the reason why I decided to do that, well, one, because I saw someone else did it, and you know, people are more likely to, I guess, tune into your stuff when they see consistency. And for me, if it seems like my podcasts aren't consistent in terms of putting out an episode every week, it's not because I'm lacking or I'm slacking or procrastinating. It's just because I, in this season or the time or whatever, I just didn't have anything to say. And because I didn't have anything to say, I don't put out anything, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm not a creative that just creates just to create. If I don't feel inspired by what I do, I just don't make anything. I just stay silent until I feel that spark, until I feel that inspiration. But I was really just reflecting on that. Like, I really put in there, tune into my weekly podcast when I know that I don't even, I'm not a weekly podcast uploader. I'm a upload when I feel that it's necessary to upload podcaster. And I have to go back there and change that because that is a lie. I think it was, I know it's like just a marketing tactic. Some people may be like, oh, that's not a big deal. But for me, it's a big deal because I want to be transparent. And I feel like I did that because I thought in my mind that I would get more views on my podcast if it said weekly, so people would think that I'm uploading every week. And I mean, I know it may not make sense to you, it may not be much of a big deal, but for me, now think about it, I don't think that was the right thing to do. So I'm gonna have to go back and change that. But I wanted to mention that because there's just a overarching stronghold on many creatives. And as a creative, I can speak on this. We put so much time and effort into making content that it low-key, not even low-key, like it really does kind of weigh down upon us, especially when you get into the comparing aspect. And I think that comparing your content, comparing your work to other people is kind of like, it's like creative kryptonite, you know? And I'm working on a video. By the time you listen to this podcast, that video might be already uploaded or whatnot. But I was talking about how recently I've been in a state where I've just had like writer's block, where I couldn't really produce anything, really. Like, I couldn't write a poem, not even a short story. Like, when I went to even journal, it would be hard. And I'm still kind of in that space, but it's getting a little bit better. But this is how it's been for like a month. And most of the time when people are in writer's block, I've watched tons of videos on it, they will say, oh, maybe you need a change in scenery or a change in perspective, and they'll give you all these remedies and all these solutions to something that is only seen as a problem. But I was thinking about it, and I was just like, you know what? Yes, writer's block can be seen as a problem, But what if writer's block, or if you're not a writer, creativity block or whatnot, maybe what if that was a good thing? What if sometimes we do need that stoppage in our brain in order to slow down, especially as if you're someone like me who just like has so many ideas and just wants to keep creating every single day, and it's so easy to run yourself into the ground because you love what you do, but at the same time, you don't always be like, all right, bro, you've put out this amount of content, let's chill, let's refocus, let's realign ourselves. Sometimes I forget that. And I'm starting to see how writer's block is, to me, it's like a way of the Most High being like, all right, you need to chill. You're running, you're trying to create, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that, but you need to relax, you need to realign, you need to refocus your mind and your heart and your spirit on me. That's another thing that I was realizing during the season before I got into this writer's block, and even during the writer's block, like I would be so focused on consuming content, looking at other creators, checking out their video style, their poetry style, their writing style, just like consuming, trying to get new ideas, but at the same time, then I'm neglecting in other areas spiritually. I'm neglecting in my walk with the Most High. And like when I see that that's starting to become something that's hindering me from getting closer to God, I have to realign and I have to like sit down and be like, all right, well, what's going on? You know? And even people who, I mean, I think all people should come to Christ, but even creatives who aren't in Christ would tell you that after a while, you reach a point where you kind of start to burn out. Not that you run out of ideas. Some people do run out of ideas, but you start to feel that taxing, just tired, you know, because we were meant to create, but also rest. And sometimes I create, and I don't rest. So for our creators out there, you have to prioritize rest because that's how your brain is able to kind of heal from overworking. So you can get back on it. And I feel like writer's block, I said that weird, writer's block. I feel like writer's block kind of helps in a way. And I'm on Pinterest right now. Pinterest is literally one of my favorite social media. I'm always on Pinterest looking at stuff. Look at me again, telling on myself. But I just like Pinterest. But I wanted to read these few quotes that I saw on here that I thought were cool and just kind of talk about them. All right, this one says, start writing no matter what. And these quotes have something to do with either writer's block or, actually, yeah, I think they're all just centered around writer's block. So this one says, start writing no matter what. The water does not flow until the faucet is turned on. By Lewis. Is it Lewis? It could be a woman. Louise L'Amour, L'Amour, Amour. I don't know. Maybe it's French. Let me just read it again. Start writing no matter what. The water does not flow until the faucet is turned on. I think that's a great quote. I think that for many people, the reason why they don't start writing may not necessarily be because of writer's block, but more so because they're overthinking. They want to write, they want to produce, they want to put out, but at the same time, they're thinking about what other people might say, or they're thinking about what's popular or the trends. And that's another thing, as a creative, you don't want to do that. That's another form of creative kryptonite, trying to hop on the trends, because although trends are cool, not all trends serve you. Some trends may not be what you're about. Are you still going to hop on the trend just to be trend? I can't talk today. Are you still going to hop on the trend just to be relevant? Are you going to do things that align with your spirit and your morals and your belief systems? I have no problem with setting a trend, but I don't necessarily really about trends or do none of that. I kind of just move on my own wavelength and create the way I see fit and what aligns with me and what the Most High wants me to do. I don't do these trends and stuff like that. I might use different styles of videos, but I don't create anything that I'm not feeling. I don't just create just to be relevant or just to create in a style that seems popular at the time, because if I don't like it, at the end of the day, that haunts me more than if everyone else likes it. I'd rather create something that I truly loved and I know I truly put my all into, whether it's writing, whether it's a poem, whether it's a video, even a podcast episode. Like, I'm not gonna just talk about taboo topics or things that may seem popular in the news because it might get me more views. But I don't really talk about the news on here as much because I don't wanna, unless I feel like I have to, I don't really wanna bring that energy into this space where we're trying to grow and we're trying to heal, you know? But I definitely think that quote, "Start writing no matter what, the water does not flow until the faucet is turned on." I definitely think that is true for people who are in that state where they want to create, they want to put their name out there and stuff like that, but they're scared. They don't know how to start. And sometimes the first step is really just to start. Write anything. It doesn't even have to make sense. You just start writing and you'll see how it flow, because if you're truly writing from the proper mindset and heart set, you'll see how it flow like water, just like it said in the quote. So I think that's great for people in that state, but in terms of writer's block, that could be good too. Just start writing something and see where it takes you. But if you're looking at it from the standpoint of how writer's block could help you kind of relax and calm and regroup and refocus, then maybe writing is not what you need to do. For me, now that I'm in writer's block and that space, in the beginning, I was trying to write, and nothing was hitting. Like, nothing was, I couldn't write nothing. Nothing made sense. Nothing felt, I didn't feel no spark. So I just stopped writing for a little bit and just started to live in the moment and kind of just let it happen naturally, knowing that one day I'll be able to write again. And it's not like I forgot how to write. I don't know, maybe I said that wrong, but it's just like right now, like, I guess wasn't the time. So the next quote that I wanted to share from Pinterest was this one: all writing problems are psychological problems. Blocks usually stem from the fear of being judged. If you imagine the world listening, you'll never write a line. That's why privacy is so important. You should write for stress as if they will never be shown to anyone. By this person, where is their name? Oh, Erica Jong. I don't want to say it and then not give credit to who it was. But I feel that. I feel that quote too, especially the line where it says, "If you imagine the world listening, you'll never write a line." Because when people create, when we try to make something, for some reason, maybe it's just how we grew up or just how society is so judgmental, we always think about, I wonder how they're going to think about this. I wonder how they're going to think about that. If that's your first question to yourself when writing, when creating, when trying to produce content, you're already in a negative state. You're already in a state where you're judging yourself, where you're doubting yourself, instead of not thinking about anyone else but yourself in that moment. Obviously, you don't want to be vain or whatnot, but if you're truly creating from a pure heart, what you create will help someone, even if you weren't thinking about that in the moment. But you should never go into creating, writing, or doing any form of art with the mindset of, I wonder if everyone's going to like this. I wonder if it fits this trend. I wonder if I'll be accepted if I write this. Don't do that. The people that accept you in life are going to be the people that accept you. Those that don't accept you are just the people that just won't accept you. I've, no pun intended, but I've accepted that. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone's going to like your style. Not everyone's going to like your vibe and the way you move in life. And that's okay because we're all different. So I definitely like that quote as well. I'm going to read it again. All writing problems are psychological problems. Blocks usually stem from the fear of being judged. If you imagine the world listening, you'll never write a line. That's why privacy is so important. You should write first drafts as if they will never be shown to anyone. By Erica Jong. And I'm glad I read that one, because the next one I read literally is kind of like piggybacking off of that. And I'm sure those people have never heard of each other. But in that one, in the one I just read, it said that's why privacy is so important. And I'm gonna talk about that. I just wanna say that so when I read the other one, I'll remember, because I'd be forgetting my own things. Now, where is the other one? This one's funny. This is like a funny little quote. But it says this, and it's by Paul Rudnick. As a writer, I need an enormous amount of time alone. Writing is 90% procrastination, reading magazines, eating cereal out of a box, watching infomercials. It's a matter of doing everything you can to avoid writing until it is about 4 in the morning and you reach the point where you have to write. Having anybody watching that or attempting to share it with me would be grisly. And that's really, that's like what I was saying in terms of like the writer's block, in terms of procrastination. Like that could be a form of, that could be how writer's block could be formed, is due to procrastination. But I feel like that maybe that's not just writer's block. Maybe, again, we're like doubting ourselves or whatnot until like your spirit is just like, yo, you have to get this on paper. You have to put this out. Like I have moments where I'll be suppressing something within me, something I want to create. And I'll be like, nah. And then my spirit is just like, I can't take it no more. And I have to put in a podcast, or I have to write down the idea. I have to bring it out of me somehow. It can't stay within me internally. And like I said just moments ago, in terms of creators and writers and poets and musicians and people who create content, we do have to have moments. My voice is going. Creators, we do have moments where, not moments, but like seasons where we just want to be by ourselves. Because we want to, and maybe, because I'm not naturally introverted, but like I can see myself kind of leaning more towards that side. But there's, in the art of creating something, there, you have to have times alone where it's just you and God. So God can show you what it is that he wants you to produce. So you can just block out all the noise and all the opinions of others and just create just that raw creation that just comes from within yourself. When you have so many opinions and so many other forms of distractions and manipulations in your thought process, it ruins the process. It ruins the fun. Because now you're creating from a standpoint of mixing everyone else's ideas that they gave you, instead of just using purely, solely your own ideas that you've discovered from what you've seen and just life in general. But I did like that one. As a writer, I need an enormous amount of time alone. Writing is 90% procrastination, reading magazines, eating cereal out of a box, watching infomercials. It's a matter of doing everything you can to avoid writing until it is about 4 in the morning and you reach the point where you have to write. Having anybody watching that or attempting to share it with me would be grisly. And like, for me, I think writing at night kind of beats writing in the morning. Although I do try to go to bed earlier. For me, the creative thoughts really just come full force at night. And in the morning, I'm able to like actually do it. Because my mind isn't as crowded or whatever, which is kind of weird. Like, I'd be more tired at night, but I have more creative ideas. But those creative ideas aren't manifested as efficiently at night than it is in the morning. So it's kind of just that balance. But, I just wanted to come on here and talk about just, you know, creative kryptonite. To all my creatives out there, this particular message is for you. Stay true to yourself and be open-minded. That's another thing. Yes, stay true to yourself, but be open-minded to new perspectives. Because what I'm realizing, what you currently think, not everything, but a lot of what you currently think might change as you live life more and meet new people and gain new experiences. Not everything that we think and believe is set in stone. For me, it is, in terms of like praising the Most High. Like I ain't wavering for that for no one or nothing. But, you know, in other aspects, my mindset might change. and other ways on how I view life and stuff like that. But I just think that the comparison thing is really eating people away, and it's getting worse, and I still struggle with it. And I'm very adamant about being vocal about it and letting people know that I do struggle with comparing myself as a creative, because I don't want to seem like a perfect person, because I'm not. And I know that I have struggles and things that I suffer from in terms of just these internal thoughts, the negative thoughts that might creep up in my mind and stuff like that. But through the Most High, I'm definitely getting better and learning more to have more confidence in the work I produce and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say the writer's block thing, it's bad to an extent. Like, writer's block does suck, but also I see the benefit in writer's block and how it allows me to kind of calm down. You know, like, it low-key forces me to chill, because I don't have nothing to produce if I have writer's block or creative block. I don't have nothing to produce because nothing's flowing. And in those moments, it definitely helps me to get closer to God. I mean, I should be getting closer to God anyways, but that even more so then, because there's a less of a distraction. And when I first got into the writer's block, I was still trying hard and hard to produce and write a poem, but it wasn't working. So eventually I was like, all right, maybe this isn't time right now. Sometimes allowing art to marinate, allowing my mind to settle, is a good thing, because then when that thought, that spark does come and it lights that fire, then I'm ready to go and I'm ready to propel myself forward in that way. So I just want to get on here and talk about that, and also mention the weekly podcast thing. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I post a weekly podcast. I know I don't post on a weekly podcast. I would like to, but, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. But for those of you that are consistent, and for new people, new subscribers to my podcast, thank you for supporting my page. This is the Above the Horizon Move with Purpose podcast. Keep growing. More power to you in whatever endeavors and whatever you're on in your journey right now. But keep pushing. Keep seeking the Most High. And eventually, you'll see how the ups and downs always work out for your good, especially when you're following after the Most High. So pray you're all doing well, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace.